That was me clapping. Ah! And this is morning time in America again. And we are here. It's all that radio. Woo!
Woohoo!
Okay. Sorry, we got in here just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Nicotine. Just kidding. Nick of time. And anyways, we got lots of good music planned for you today. Got a great show.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
We faced a lot of adversity getting here, and we overcame it. To the Tufts Psychology Department, you know, your sign that says parking for research participants only, we took that to mean research participants ever. I did participate in a great number of psych studies when I was a freshman here at Tufts, and so I feel like we're entitled to park there.
Their biggest customer when I
was. I mean, you just get free money for playing, like, you know, guess the word on a PlayStation controller, so there's nothing wrong with that. Anyways, we are going to have a great show this morning, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Zach, what do we got for music? New music.
Today's a pretty big day for new music. We've got a lot of new singles. We've got a new album from a band that we've already heard a few singles off their upcoming album. Stereogum called this their post-breakthrough freakout album.
I like that. It's good. It's colorful language, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice, interesting way to describe it. I haven't heard the whole thing, but we're going to play something for you now.
Sounds good. All right, let's take it away. Right. New music here on WMFO in Medford. We appreciate your patience. Please remain on the line while we wait for the next available representative. Please remain on the line. We appreciate your call. Hello, this is Charlie. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Lack Yarn, L-A-K-Y-A-R-N.
That's not a name. That really did sound like hold music. And so, no, there wasn't a malfunction. No, we didn't put us on hold on the air, but, it was a funny gag and,
Yeah, so
can't put a price on good gag.
If you're directing some music selection for a radio program, good advice: listen to the music you play before you play it.
Made that mistake time and time again. I've been burned many times by that.
So I knew M83 had a new album out. I knew I didn't have any time to listen to it. I was like, you know what, this song, Moon Crystal, that sounds like a fun song, I'll play that. And it was an instrumental. And
you
I just let it go, let it go into the next song, and that one was kind of slow. It wasn't a good first song for the day.
Not really. But it is a beautiful day outside, it's a great day, it's going to be the best day. Just kidding.
It's going to be the best day.
It's going to be the best day. I have a stats test at 10:30. I started studying at 3:30 a.m. last night, and it's we're going to see what happens. We're kind of rolling the dice, as they would say in statistics.
That is not what they would say.
You know, what's the probability that I do okay? Alpha. 1 over sigma squared. Next question. Jake is going to be here soon. He's on his way, apparently, He said, I'm on my way, and I said, are you in bed? And he said, I have a reason, so I am assuming that he's still in bed. So we're going to see what happens there. You know, we're just rolling with the punches, but it's sunny outside after a long, dreary week of New England rain and snow.
Yeah.
We got a walk sign on. I'm wearing a light hoodie today as opposed to a thick jacket.
And a black t-shirt.
And a black t-shirt, per usual. And announcement tonight at 8 o'clock
tonight.
In Cohen Auditorium is Tufts Third Day Gospel Choir spring concert. We will be the theme of the concert is purpose, and we'll be singing. It's gonna be a praise party. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We got some great tunes. You know, we're gonna sing. I'm gonna be singing my heart out.
I had no idea what you were just gonna announce. I thought it was gonna be wind ensemble.
Well, no, there's also a wind ensemble party. It's
tomorrow.
Wind ensemble. It's not praise party. Wind ensemble concert tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
at 8 o'clock.
Night.
Stop saying that.
8 o'clock.
It is actually at 8 o'clock. And
Granoff Music Hall.
Well, Distler Performance Hall inside the Granoff Music Center.
Yes.
Nice. Anyways, and the theme of that concert is Rollo Takes a Vacation. So really a mishmash of just kind of mediocre wind ensemble tunes there. Not nearly as good as our last concert, but you know, we'll play songs well. Zach, you got any announcements? You got any thoughts, concerns, questions?
Tomorrow night, the Orpheum Theater.
I will be performing.
Yes, I will be opening for Mr. Billy Corgan and the rest of the Smashing Pumpkins. Be performing songs from my latest album, Lack and the Cheese. For those of you who are fans of Lack and the Cheese, you know that the album was pressed only to 7 copies of cloth-bound cheddar last summer. It has never been printed on compact disc. It's never been pressed to vinyl, and it was not released digitally. I believe at this point only 1 copy remains. The rest were so delicious that the people just ate them up. But if you want your chance to hear these tunes, stop by Saturday night, the Orpheum Theater.
Is this, are you done with that?
No.
Fine. Let's play some more new music here on WMFO.
Alrighty.
right, so believe it or not, that wasn't M83. If you heard about a minute and 30 seconds of like kind of discordance, and then you know, just that instantly went to like, oh, now we're playing just one, you know, piece of music. You know, your ears were deceiving you. I went to a talk yesterday in the in Granoff. Yesterday, it was about it's called Canonical Forms, Mathematical Structures of Musical Canons. And it was this brainiac guy from Harvard who is like super genius and like is really good at music and is like a math professor. And anyways, so he would have told you that that was not really a good canon. Because it wouldn't even be a canon because there's two different lines that were playing just at the same time. So you're just playing just two pieces of just discordant.
I just want to say
music.
I was exploring the space.
Nice answer. Free form.
I was taking some liberties with this space. I wanted to transform it into something more meaningful. I wanted to bring ourselves to a new basis set.
Nice, dude. You're making some good words here. Next question for y'all is where's Jake? So we're gonna do a segment here. It's called, you know, people sometimes will call into the station, but now we're calling out from the station. And we're going to do this on air. And we're going to see what happens. Let's see if this works. Oh, here we go.
This is not going to go well.
It'll work fine. I just need to tell him he's on the air as soon as he answers. Come on now. I don't need this today. Jake. Come on now. The suspense is killing me. Hello, Jake.
Please leave your message
Jake Tabor.
Yeah, you just hate to see that. All right, well, while we're waiting on Jake, or just, you know, maybe we'll call him again in a little bit, we got some new, I want to say, we got some real just pop right now. It's going to be real pop in here, and it's good, though, and so you'll like it, and we're going to play it now. It's new music here on WMFO. right, that was new music here from whatever. And, you know, nice little pop. Lock and drop that hop on the box. All right. I'm going to prepare a poem. Zach's going to fill the air for a few seconds.
Poems. Words.
All right. You can't just say words quietly and expect it to work out. Give me some backing track.
It always works.
Give me some backtrack.
Backtrack. Hold on one second. Let's get you some good backtrack.
Just got to find a normal poem here. Oh, that's really long and it's got a lot of apostrophes. Okay.
We have technically played this, but we've never played it as a backtrack before.
Okay, we're gonna do it.
It's what's it called?
Limerick?
A trip back to last semester.
All right. Oh, this is such a great, this is a great thing for today.
Alrighty.
Okay. Wait a second. I already did that poem. I remember. All right, we'll do this one. It's a bummer of a poem, and we'll see how it is. Okay. This is not going to work as a backing track. All right. It's poem time. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's read a poem. Let's read a poem. Oh, yeah. All right. All right now. Break it down now. Oh, yeah. I love poems. This is dumb. Shut it down. Okay, so we're going to prepare something more cogent for you to listen to, and we're going to figure that out. And in the meantime, we're going to play some new music here on WMFO Medford. That was what you'd call a swing and a miss. Speaking of that, it's baseball season, so get your Red Sox tickets now. I don't know.
Yes, baseball. Watch them shoot the baskets.
You're so funny. I don't like sports. I don't know. I'm going to mix up all the sport verbs. It's a tired joke.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
It's a very old joke. Haha, like, get the touchdown. I don't even know. I don't even know what they do in that sport.
I actually don't know what they do in most sports.
They swing a bat and they just run around in a circle.
Regardless, we're going to take a trip. We're going to take a trip out to Rochester right now.
All right, get in our car.
I don't mean in the sense of, you know, we're going to play music that is from there. I mean, we are literally going to leave you right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going for.
And go to Rochester.
That's why I make car noises.
So we're going to, you know, we're going to go a little bit on the harder side here.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's
blast off. Hardcore. Think you're giving words to the wise. I don't like it, I won't buy it. Did I just guess when that song was going to end?
You did.
Nice.
Well, good. I assumed that, was going to be a much harder song.
Good job. It was not a good song at all. It was really pretty light and pretty bad.
But
electric guitar doesn't make it hard.
Take my word for it. In general, Made Violent is usually decent.
All right. Well, I got a public service announcement for all you people with young children. So, if you have a child under the age of 19, listen up. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. A classic. That's a classic public service announcement. That was a new take on it. It was a fresh spin. This one was about eggs, and the other one was about, like, if you're driving with your kid and he wants to take the wheel, let him do it. That was improvisation right there. It's called classic comedy. First rule of comedy, you got to be the, it's like,
Second rule of comedy, you've got to tell everyone how funny something you just said is after you've done it.
This is the kind of stuff that you say to me and it just makes me want to throw up because it's so rude.
Said I'm a nice guy.
Next public service announcement. I like to call it definition 7.3.3. Let Z be a standard normal random variable and let U be a chi-square random variable independent of Z with n degrees of freedom. The student T ratio with n degrees of freedom is denoted by T sub n, where T sub n is equal to Z over root U over n.
Wow.
You learn something every day.
Public service announcement number 3. It's actually part of the DHR errata.
Oh, yeah. First fine.
Several weeks ago, on an episode of Dad Heart Radio, I read from a schedule of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and listed the times and programs for the Symphony Orchestra's concerts for that weekend.
Fine.
I later discovered in a cab that evening, as I was traveling, pooling with an individual who was attending a concert at the BSO, that the concert was indeed Bach and not Mahler, as I said it was. It turns out that we read the schedule from last year's BSO season, and DHR regrets the error.
I really like the idea of Dat Heart Radio errata because I think that it would be as long as, like, if you were to read that list of errata out loud, it would take longer than it would take to, like, play the show.
Yeah.
We say a lot of dumb things here. We say a lot of stupid things. We say a lot of things we don't mean. This show is far from perfect. This show is, we're trying our best here. And, we do what we can. That being said, last week, I think one of our finer moments on the show, following the April Fool's show, whatever his name is, who's the guy who comes in after? The Swing Shift guy comes in. He's like the head of the station. And I said, hey, man, real sorry. But, I had my water bottle out. And, it's not that bad. I think it's just like 4 or 5 ounces of water. Went right on the board. And he was like... He's like, just walk right down those stairs. Like, I do not want to see you. Like, don't even look at me right now. And then obviously it was an April Fool's joke because you're not allowed to drink water in the station. Mind over bladder. The more you got to pee, the better it's going to be. That is not related to drinking water necessarily as much as it is filtering water out of your system. However, still related to liquids. And we totally got the guy. He was really mad, and then I was like, "Hi, April Fools, I'm silly," and he was like, "I hate you,
silly,
silly." It's fine. It's pretty good. So, I'm a real jokester, a real funny guy, and that's what people say to me. They say, "Wow, so good at pranks, so good at laughs."
They do. You know what? I think I'm going to read a poem today.
Okay. If Zach's got a poem, we know we all got a poem, and I can play. You know, what do you want? What do you want for backing track?
I want "My Heart Will Go On" instrumental lullaby.
We're going to find it right here. So this is us, you know, improvising, making some new audio for the, you know, for no one to listen to. What's it called? "My Heart Will Go On"?
Yeah, like the Titanic.
Ah, bueno. Love theme from Titanic. Oh, okay. I got it. We're queuing that up right now, and, you know, we're going as fast as we can.
All right.
And cue the music.
You know what? Cut this. I think I want to use the love poetry generator. All right, fine. Fine.
Time's fading here.
Time is fleeting. Wait, this has lyrics.
Oh, you want the lullaby version?
Yeah, you can't.
All right, well, you know, we're working on it. Instrumental. Lullaby, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Buenísima. I got it. Okay. I think this is going to be a similar idea. Well, so this is a lullaby version of it. It's on a album of, it's called Traditional Lullabies. So, you know, if you're a little tired right now, as I am, just, you know, feel free to just, you know, snooze out. We got, you know, some nice piano music. It's really just relaxing, and, you know, we can all take it easy and, you know, listen to some poetry here on WMFO in Medford. And if you're just waking up, you know, it's a good day. It's sunny outside, and it's a beautiful world. So, you know, this one's for you. And Zach's going to read a poem now.
In summertime, our love is sweet, like daffodil floating in the breeze. In wintertime, our love is warm. It sleeps from nose to toes. If skies are blue, our love is sad, two people running in the sun. If thunder rolls, our love is blessed, a refuge from the sloshing rain. When spring flowers bloom, our love is bold, like chartreuse petals on the dandelion.
Bang it. Cut the whole thing. It's ruined. It's ruined. It's all over. I hate lullabies, and I hate you.
That last line was just so so ridiculous.
Anyway, so wake the heck up. It's time to get your day moving.
When autumn leaves fall, our love is technetium, shining bright like a harvest sap. From Arbor Day till President's Day, our love will continue to sound
Arbor
off.
Arbor Day to President's Day? It's pretty bad.
From season to season, I love you always, my one, my only, my yucky.
No, I did not say my yucky. I did not say that.
It does.
Well, that's just a dang shame. All right. So, Zach has clearly lost it, and it's, you know, kind of a huge bummer.
Yeah, anyways. I can't. I'm not good at the radio. I can't hold my... I'm crying right now. That was just so sad. It was so beautiful.
You know.
Thank you, randomlovepoetrygenerator.com.
Oh, really? Oh, so it wasn't like no one wrote that poem?
No.
It was just like random...
It was like you
Markov
enter
model.
You enter some stuff, and then I think it just like randomly fills in the context around.
Oh, it's not bad.
Nice. See, the first half made sense, and then it was...
My yucky.
When...
Let's put on some music as Zach composes himself. But that was a nice little comedic hour. And, you know, hope you appreciated it. And I hope you appreciated some new sounds coming your way.
Yes.
Here on WMFO.
Here's some more new sounds.
More sounds.
From Canada.
Take it away. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh. Nice. Let's go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Never been the type to leave much room for anyone to speak. Same. Always been about what I want. Listen to me while I preach. Never been the kind to make much space for emotions in a fight. Anything I didn't want to hear, I just preached to. I was right. But you, you got me on the line. Told me that you think it's time. Make a change, or this is gonna stop. Shape up, or you drop me like a car. Now I wanna write a love song, even though you never ever asked me for one. Write you a letter, send sweet poems. Ask for forgiveness, tell you I was wrong. Sit myself down, read my pride in. Start to focus, change who I've been. Give me a second, let me U-turn. Write you the love song you've earned. I've been like this so long. Good morning,
Medford and Somerville.
All right, so that's fine what you just did. Wowee. All right, so next thing we got to talk about here is, you know, the student T distribution with N degrees of freedom and, you know, the normal distribution, the Gaussian standard normal. How are these two related, you know? Is there any way that we can, like, you know, mitigate the differences between these two distributions? Because the t-distribution has kind of a fatter tail. But at the limit, as n is and reaches infinity, we see that the t-distribution approximates the normal distribution arbitrarily well. Moving on.
Yes, we're moving on now to contact angles.
Oh, I like contact angles.
So, my
favorite contact angle is 95 degrees.
Turns out, wettability of a surface is usually expressed in
wettability
terms of contact angle measurement. And so we're going to have to find a particular point of the droplet boundary for each Z slab of our droplet. So we'll fit this hyperbolic tangent function describing water density at the liquid-gas interface to our data. So for those of you following along at home, that's equation 3, rho of R.
Moving on, I can't do this anymore. Let's have some more music here. If you're having a great day, you know, feel free to send me an email and you know, describe that to me, and I will read it aloud. And you know, if you don't, then that's fine. Next, you know, it's May. April flowers bring May showers, so that's what I was saying the whole time.
And, yes. The most important thing that's happening in the month of April is, of course, the release of the Hope 6 Demolition Project next week.
You're all about PJ.
Yeah. Here's another single from PJ's new album.
Fine. It's going to be fine. So today's episode is brought to you by we got ourselves an alarm boy. So Jake's here. Thanks for
Welcome,
coming,
Jake.
You know, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. It's me.
And important topic for today's episode is Mud Domes, the Fiddler Crab, and you know, what does it mean to wave?
That's true.
Zach, why don't you wave at me? And I don't even want to go in his dome.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, it's not convincing.
It's not convincing. You know what would be more convincing is if I saw like a large dome of mud behind him.
Yeah. if his hand was a large pincer.
Ooh, yeah, like kind of more like
just
a claw.
Yeah, just a claw. One big claw, and he was just waving it very, very seductively.
Yeah, you know? So I've got a poem for you guys, actually. I composed it earlier this week, and it's going to be a little bit tricky to make it, you know, adapt it for the radio show, but
make sure it's something illicit.
No, we're going to be good, so.
Do you need a backing track?
No, I just want to I just want to say that I'd like to visit your mud domes so much that I'd have to take out a mud loan so that I can mud own a mud phone that I'll use to call up my mud clone, who will bake me a congratulatory mud scone because I came there so fast, crawling with my claws. I did a really good job adapting that for the radio audience.
There was a far darker, more illicit, like, version of that written up on his phone. He just sort of like
I just you know improvised
changed that on the fly.
That was really impressive, I think. But you know, the behavior of the Fiddler Crab is a mystery that we will maybe never know.
That's true.
We'll never know fully. You know, statistically, you know, what percentage of mud domes do get visited, and
the intricacies of the mud dome relationship is one of nature's greatest.
From a sociological perspective, really, I think it's most interesting.
It's true.
how do group pressures really influence, you know, the visiting rate and the frequency of visits to the domes.
My domes.
And, you know, the radius of the dome is very important. You know, we say that the volume of a sphere is, you know, given by 4/3 pi r cubed. And, you know, a dome is a little more of like a half sphere. So it would be more of 2/3 and times pi times the radius of the dome.
The radius to the third of power. The ratio of the fiddler crab's prowess, you know, at attracting new friends into his dome. Well, that's about the same ratio as that dome. It's about
what we call it in mathematics is the golden ratio.
It's the Fibonacci
phi.
It's the Fibonacci. You know,
it's the Fibonacci.
Fibonacci. It's the Fibonacci. So I mean, Fibonacci was the fifth sequel to Fibonacci's classic. You know,
what are we talking about? What? I'm sorry, viewers. Viewers, listeners. I apologize. On behalf of all of us.
You know, we're trying our best over here.
Our deep interest in fiddler crabs.
It's
something that I share, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta put the foot down. because, you know, if you don't put your foot down around now, then an hour later you're still talking about fiddler crabs, and, you know, you just wasted a whole hour of your day.
Well, that would be very bad for me, I mean, because I have my
exam. That's true.
Yeah. But, so you know, I would show up 20 minutes late to my exam, and I'd say, well, you know, I mean, do you know much about these crabs? And she'd say, I don't care. Oh.
But you know, that it happens, so you know, you have to act fast.
You know, deeply obsessed with the crabs. That's so true. This is the price we pay for you know, intellectual curiosity. Next, you know,
deep unhealthy obsession.
It's bad.
I'd like to introduce a new segment. Okay. If I may. Okay. This one is a segment in which I read selected emails from my inbox.
No, it's a good one.
This one comes from Charlie Meyer.
Okay.
It says, already have some Chipotle plans with Rich.
I remember that email.
That was a good piece of mail.
Yeah. It was a piece of mail that really
It
really ruined my day at that point. I just wanted to bring that up.
I haven't been to Tenoch in quite some time.
I haven't since last week.
Who wants to go next weekend?
What about Gospel Choir this week?
I have Gospel Choir and Wind Ensemble. Jake can't even go to the Gospel Choir concert.
I know.
Didn't even remember his own parents were coming to town.
Oh, I just, yeah.
Oh, when are your parents coming?
Tonight.
Are they taking me out?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, am I going to get to go out to, like,
tonight,
brunch or something?
Tonight.
Oh, I've never even met Scott. I've never even laid eyes on him, that man.
You met Kelly, though, right?
Yeah, me and Kelly went to whatever it's called.
Johnny D's.
We went to that farmer's market.
Farmer's market. I remember that.
We got some crab legs.
Some what?
Same.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear it, but then I knew. I just didn't put two and two together. I knew both things were happening separately, but then I just made two separate, you know, plans. Just the way it goes.
Yeah, so I mean, basically you're just, you know, a bad friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's me. Anyways, so let's you know, I'm losing focus here, and let's play some more music.
Really?
What do you mean really?
Really?
Do you guys want to go?
You know what? I just feel music is so passé.
All right, so here's a thought for you guys. It was a thought that was given at that talk, and maybe it kind of describes, you know, I think our show here really exists in a space that's kind of outside the realm of normal, you know, radio shows, and, you know, maybe it's hard to understand, you know, just the kind of new, like, art that we're making here. Yesterday at this talk, the guy says, you know, people treat, you know, more abstract pieces of music or art, you know, they just think that they should be able to listen to them. And appreciate them just because they, you know, they can hear them and they can see them, but it, you know, saying that a piece of, you know, abstract art is bad is like going to a mathematical lecture on some fancy math topic that, like, is so advanced that only like 100 people in the world, like, know what's going on. going to it and hearing a lecture, and then at the end being like, I didn't like it.
So it's like, you know.
So you just got to get it. You know, you just got to get on our levels, what I'm saying.
Being the wrong audience. You've got to be part of the audience.
You're too stupid and
you're too stupid.
Leave.
Yeah. Just, I mean, if you're listening to this show and you're saying, well, this is like really bad. Because, I mean, you know, three, like, you know, pretty homogenous white men, you know, laughing on air as they just make a mockery of themselves.
This is all scripted.
Like,
this
that's not exactly what I would call art. I would call that just a waste of time.
I would call this a waste of time. I would agree with that.
But, you know, every once in a while we do play some music by people that maybe aren't as homogenous and useless as us.
It's the way I would describe this is it's not only a waste of time for our listeners, who I'm sure many think
forced to tune in
what was just stated, but it's also kind of a waste of time for us. Like, Charlie over here has been struggling to study for his stats exam.
Yeah, I haven't.
He definitely has something better to do.
Oh, I mean, I definitely lost about 10 or 15 points on this exam because I'm just talking.
Just from being here, and the listeners lost a significant amount of utility.
That's true.
Just from hearing our voices.
They would have been better served by white noise, I think.
Probably. And you know what?
I think that's the metric that we need to kind of compare ourselves to, is are we beating white noise? And right now I would say no.
You know, when this show is broadcast via loudspeaker on the quad every morning, every Friday morning, I really think we do Tufts a disservice. I really think that when our voices are broadcast on megaphones all over campus every morning.
Sorry, you just said the same thing twice.
It's just, you know, it's not doing.
Well, so what I was thinking is that when our show is broadcast over the air on megaphones, you know, all over campus, that we're really doing Tufts a disservice.
See, what I was thinking was that when our voices being transmitted over the air through loudspeakers on the Tufts campus every single morning.
Guys, we're at like brown noise. We're at brown noise.
Well, but so what I was thinking is that, you know, when our voices are broadcast over the air on the loudspeakers every morning, you know, we're really doing Tufts a disservice.
So what I was thinking was that when our voices are carried via waves along the electromagnetic spectrum, received by receivers and then transmitted
over loudspeakers
as sound waves, and people receive that sound in their ears at Tufts on the quad every single morning, those people are being done an awful disservice, and I want to change that. Vote Graziano 2016.
I would like to posit, however, that the broadcasting of our voices over loudspeaker is really a disservice to Tufts as a community. All right, folks. So I think that's about it for today's show. We're going to hand things off to the bots, and they're going to do such a better job than us. But let it be known that we were not on the naughty list today. We did turn automation off until right now. So, you know, all of you rule followers out there, you can suck an egg because, you know, we're good. We're good boys. And, you know, we'll see you next week for another episode of Dat Heart Radio. Hard boiled.
Hard boiled.
All right, folks. And that's going to be it here. And take a listen to this hot tunes. It's called Bloody Ice Cream by Bikini Kill.
Ew.
clouds, that's why I always say,